The missing is a 15-year-old Hispanic male named Adam Martinez. Adam is thought to be traveling alongside with his girlfriend, Lindsay Mitchell, also 15. Last known whereabouts, Jefferson Cook High. The two stepped out for lunch and haven't been in contact since. Adam's younger brother, Jared, is somewhat of a savant when it comes to technology. Real brilliant kid. Jared is attempting to access Adam's iCloud and track his iPhone in hopes that it'll lead to his location. We've also been checking Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and something called Kick. The two have little to no money, haven't posted to social media in 4 days. Lindsay's last post, photo of a cup of coffee she shared to her Facebook from Instagram with the caption, "Gives me life." Life, by the way, was spelled with a Y.
I spoke with the mother. She's understandably not very happy with the investigation. And that's putting it lightly. This boy was some sort of prodigy.
The real question isn't so much how they're getting by,
but what was a 15-year-old boy doing with a group of boys over by the South Fork?
Why they've gone missing, if we can just
track down the boys who were with him and find out what they were doing.
Speak to someone, their friends maybe, with any information about what the two are up to.
Then maybe we can
bring the kids home.
Give the family some closure.
I gotta say, all this is making me feel real uneasy. This is all too familiar, the scent of it. Missing 15-year-old boy in this town, and what comes next? Whose daughter follows this young man? Do you know, 90% of reported missing children are classified as endangered runaways. Let's hope to God this is that, a runaway.
The Fire Rock Casino isn't in the habit of releasing security footage without a subpoena. They're not exactly being cooperative with this investigation. In fact, they want to assign their own team, a council, to look into the boy's murder. Thing is, the crime scene, the body, they were made to look like it was one of them, a native. It's, I know, a misdirect. This is something else. We know that, but I have to feed the fire. I don't know how much longer I can play this game. I'm heading to meet with the district attorney to petition the court. If we're successful, then Fire Rock will have to cooperate. I have doubts any footage I obtain will reveal what happened to the boy. They won't, right?
Noelle Mitchell had her daughter Lindsay's Visa card frozen, so we'll be notified when she tries to use it to pay for anything. Lindsay last swiped her card in an Albertsons grocery store. We're working on obtaining the security footage. Lindsay conducted two transactions. The first was the purchase of Tampax, chewing gum, a notepad, and some blue Bic pens. The second was the purchase of a Coke Zero, made for the sole purpose, I assume, of taking out a cash advance at the terminal. She withdrew $50, the maximum per transaction. Hello?
One of Adam's friends said he was with Adam and Lindsay 2 nights ago, smoking under I-40.
Smoking?
Drugs, detective! He said they met to buy and smoke drugs!
What's the name of the friend?
What?
Adam's friend. His name.
Chip something or Chuck?
Send me his contact info.
Okay. I forwarded you his contact.
Thank you.
I'm stalling. I am.
What do they know?
I'm good at my job. I am. I'm not accustomed to incompetency.
It's almost done, John. We're so close. You don't have the stomach for it, do you?
All this viscera.
This line of work is nasty, boy. There's a certain type. You gotta have the stones for it.
I'm not certain.
She's the one, you hear? Hand to the gods. It's her.
So, just keep stalling then? You gotta give me something to show them. I'm walking in circles over here.
Just a little longer. We'll give you your guy.
Aaron Burns is the name of Adam's friend. Noel approached him at his place of work, Mexican restaurant, Taqueria Jalisco, where he buses tables. I'm parked outside now. I think I see him. I looked him up on Facebook. Yeah, that's him. Aaron Burns?
What's it to you, bitch? Shit, is that motherfucker real? You a cop or something?
Let's take a ride, Aaron.
Where are we going?
I need you to take me to the overpass where you met up with Adam and Lindsay.
Adam and Lindsay? How you know about that shit, motherfucker? You better be kidding me.
You told Lindsay Mitchell's mother that the three of you were smoking.
Hey, all I know is we were gonna meet under the bridge, but they ain't gonna be there right now, man.
Why?
Shit, I don't know, because we weren't there to buy any drugs. We were just there to sell it, you know?
You and Adam and Lindsay were selling drugs?
Adderall, motherfucker. We needed that dough.
What for?
Lindsay's bitch-ass mother cut her off. They were fine about some. Lindsay was staying at her friend's place. I said, man, Lindsay, can I come over and get some of that cutty? She's like, hell no, motherfucker. So I stopped. I cut that bitch, Lindsay. I didn't even speak to her.
Why were they fighting?
Fuck if I know, man. All I do is sell scripts.
What are they gonna do with the money?
I don't know, man, but fuck. If I was them, I'd use that money to buy a motherfucking plane ticket. Get the fuck out of this place. Ain't shit here.
Get out of my car. If I catch you selling drugs, I'm gonna put you in cuffs.
Fuck, man. Do I really gotta get out? Honestly, bro, I ain't gotta fucking ride home. Can you Uber me to my place or something?
November 9th, 2009, 1:16 p.m.
I think you got it all. I don't know if I can do this. I keep compromising. Keep giving and giving more and more.
Couples fight, Chet. Sarah loves you. You'll get through this.
I know that. But sometimes she asks for too much. She wants me to do things I'm not comfortable with.
Like, in the bedroom? You dog.
The thing is, this dead kid, he's not much older than her brother, Benny. He's not sitting too well with her. Benny's got his own share of problems, but she loves him. And I love that about her. But this Indian boy was special. So was Benny. Makes my heart ache, you know?
You taught me to separate myself from the job we do. Was never very good at it, but you are. Something else is bothering you.
I don't bring my personal life to work with me. I leave all that baggage at home. But this boy...
It's different. When's the last time you spoke to Jessica?
She's still not pleased about me marrying a woman barely older than her. Thinks Sarah's after money.
That's your daughter. Still believes we're paid enough.
The amount of money is indirectly proportional to the number of bodies we see or the cases we close. I've told her that, but she thinks I'm joking.
She's sweet, that Jess. Must get that from her mother.
You know me. I try not to question it too much. I'm the lucky fucker she married. We watch movies. We take Benny out to theme parks and on vacation. I never want them to want for anything. Benny and Sarah, it's like I married them both.
You are a great husband. You're a great brother-in-law to that boy.
I'm old.
Yeah, well, deal with it.
I think she's cheating on me.
Kevin Brown.
He's the one?
His name is Kevin Brown. The one who scalped the DiGiulio boy.
He's the one you want me to frame.
I told you you didn't have the stones for this, didn't I?
This was fine. It was. I was okay with it when it was men. Bad men. Men who deserve to have their balls or their brains or their heart removed. But I can't be expected to be okay with this. I won't be. These are kids.
We all have to sacrifice for the sake of our beliefs. If this doesn't work, if it fails, do you know what I'm going to sacrifice?
No. And I don't care.
If we fail, next time it'll be me, the Ram.
They're going to take your balls?
Yes.
And then you won't have the stones for it either.
There's no tapping out, John. You don't get to give up to toss in the towel. One way or another, these people are going to get what they want.
You think I'm afraid of them?
You should be.
Every day since we joined, I've worn this ring. Every day. I never take it off. Two marriages, two wedding bands, but this is the ring that means the most to me. Do you know why? Because it signifies my belief in her, in Seuss, in Prague, in the work we're trying to do here. But I don't believe that any god would want us to murder children in their name.
Abraham was called to sacrifice his own son on the rock. Yahweh sent his only begotten son to die for the sins of mankind. Sacrifice, John. We are called to do the will of the gods. And if you cannot, if you will not, someone else will. Think of your wife. Think of Benny. Because if this doesn't work, next time it won't just be my sacrifice. I will make sure they rip out Sarah's heart. And I will make sure you are forced to watch. Do you understand?
I do.
Hello?
Detective Calderon, how do you do?
Who is this?
It's not who I am that's important, but who I have.
What are you talking about?
Leticia Martinez. How long have you been sleeping with her?
I'm not.
How long have you wanted to? When did you first notice her? Really take notice of her? Was it after your trip to San Francisco? It must have been, surely. You started dressing better, smelling better. Was it for her? It must have hurt when she left for bigger and better things. For a career.
Who is this?
I'm the man who killed your friend, and I'm the man who is going to kill Adam Martinez.
If you touch one hair on his head...
Betrayed, then, your life for his.
And the girl, Lindsay?
She means nothing.
How do I know you even have them?
You've been tracking the boy, yes. You must know he and the girl were attempting to board a flight to New York.
I
have friends in high places, Detective. It was a simple task of having them arrested at the gate. They were using fake IDs, but I'm sure you knew that.
Where are they?
Safe, for now.
What do you want?
The same thing you want, my dear boy. Answers. Like, for example, the answer to the question you ask yourself every day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It must burn you, doesn't it? To know you won't be able to bring Olivia to justice? After all these years, to still not know why she died.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Detective, don't play. Don't you want to know?
November 16th, 2009, 3:27 p.m.
Your name?
Joe Calderon.
Picking up?
My daughter, Olivia.
What are you talking about?
Uncle Cooper!
Hey, baby girl.
Where's Dad?
He had to do something. He asked me to pick you up.
Can we go for ice cream?
Ice cream? Of course, but don't tell your dad.
Promise?
Don't you want to know why I ordered him to kill your daughter?
Buckle up, Olive.
Of course. Seatbelts save lives.
That's right, baby girl.
Next time on Diana's Monster.